Good morning, everyone. Honorable Minister Skelton, Mr. Skelton, Mr. Roy Barry, I don't have all of the persons present and their names mentioned, so I would recognize the individuals who are connected with the Social Security, and also the press and all others present. Certainly, I would like to also recognize the doctors are present. And my team, Francesca Narvaez, is in charge of Latin America and the Caribbean. She's the vice president for our organization. She hails from Bogota, Colombia. Victoria Kuzelinski, who is also executive in our management team in the JIPA network. A little bit about myself. I'm a practicing neurologist. I'm on the faculty at the University of Miami and also a staff physician at Jackson Memorial Hospital. I've been involved in the care of patients internationally for the last 20 years. I used to be the medical director of Jackson International, so I had the benefit of overseeing catastrophic care for patients coming from the region and around the world to the United States, particularly in South Florida, for healthcare. And this gave us the impetus for building the JIPA network. The JIPA network consists of an association of medical providers that span from Latin America, or Central South America, the Caribbean, and the USA. We do have an arrangement with the Aetna network, who is what we call a wraparound network. They have well over a million providers that we work with. So in the areas where we don't have a provider, we utilize the Aetna network for services. The way JIPA works, JIPA is based on physician-to-physician interaction. We believe that healthcare is a relationship between a doctor and a patient, not a relationship between an insurance company and a patient, a hospital and a patient. Is a relationship between a physician. It's a very private experience, a private relationship. And contrary to popular beliefs, the marketplace in healthcare, because of the economic drivers that we see around us, we have lost the essence of communication between doctors and patients. And what JIPA Network sought to do was to develop an environment where doctors and patients could communicate with each other in a way that's sensible. What that does, it provides an opportunity for patients to get care in a way that it's reasonable, it's efficient, it's safe, and it's of high quality. In JIPA Network, we invite physicians to be members of the network by signing a contract. Also facilities, hospitals, we have pharmacies, medical equipment companies, any entity that provides services, including concierge providers like hotels, who air ambulances, who participate in this network as providers. We utilize the collective bargaining strength of the group to refer patients within network. So most of the referrals actually come from another physician to another physician within the network, where we could actually communicate the actual information about the patient needs. We develop something called a care plan on each patient that's presented to us. Our medical directors review those plans, and from the network providers, hospitals, medical diagnostic providers, we're able to present that information and give the patient a chance to get access to the best care. We remain sensitive to the financial issues involved in the care of the patient. What we've been able to do is to actually create an environment that allows for lower cost healthcare by utilizing services with where the most quality is. If you concentrate the volume of care into what we call centers of excellence, it allows you to get lower cost because those institutions get enough volume that allows them to be able to develop a service of quality such that they have enough technicians on board, they could maintain the equipment, or the services that they provide. This is a new model that's actually purported by the Harvard Business School. It's called a value chain in healthcare, where you look at healthcare from the perspective of value that you bring to the audience that you serve. We've been successful in developing this model in the Caribbean because of the tremendous need that exists. Our opinion is that healthcare has become now an economic opportunity for countries. Not only are people that live in the Caribbean needing healthcare services, but expats want to come back home. And unfortunately, they have challenges finding access to not so much basic healthcare, but what we call catastrophic care. When you look at the size of a nation such as this, it's uneconomical to offer certain levels of services because of the cost and the amount of patients that you're able to care for. So our goal is to work with the local physicians and the local healthcare community to keep as much of the healthcare that should be offered on country and continuing to uplift the standard that you've already set here in healthcare. And for the ones that you're not able to provide care, to find an orderly manner in helping patients find access. The worst thing you could do in healthcare as a consumer is to go out on your own and shop for healthcare. It's not only costly from a financial standpoint, but it's costly from your health. I could tell you from personal experience the amount of patients that come through and access healthcare without going through a professional arrangement, the consequences they suffer in that they arrive late. And at the time they arrive, sometimes we don't have enough ability to prevent a negative or bad outcome. So I applaud, first of all, your country in taking this brave step. I'm quite familiar with what the rest of the Caribbean is doing in this regard, and I think that you should be congratulated from the standpoint that you are taking a step that other Caribbean nations need to take and some of them want to take but have not been able to do so. So I think you're setting a tremendous example by organizing this system. What we're offering here is a managed care environment. It's an environment where healthcare is managed in a way that allows people to access care in an orderly fashion. So I want to say thanks for the opportunity to serve. This opportunity is something that we've been actually doing for many years. I've been working with the physicians in this community and the hospitals in this community, been managing patients. And in fact, we have lots of patients in the JIPA system from the private side that have accessed us for healthcare. And in my opinion and the comments we've had, they've all been well served. So this is not, this is just a relationship that we're now formalizing. It has been in existence for many years in terms of us providing this type of service. So we thank you for the opportunity, and I'll pass the mic on back to Ms. Skelton, and if there are any other questions or comments. Thank you.